Byron made it through the game very well. Saw him today. He's getting better. So I think he feels better this time this week than he did last week. So.
Do you anticipate the same practice plan for him this week?
I don't have one yet. We'll have a Wednesday morning medical meeting. Aaron will see the doctor before the team meeting, and then there'll be a medical staff meeting after that. And at that time, the plan will be set for Wednesday. That's how we always do it. So.
I was just going to say, so you think he's in better shape than the day after the Detroit game?
I think so. I mean, I think he'd be better if Aaron answers those questions. I mean, I just like all our players when it comes to injuries, I think it's important for them to talk about their body.
Are there any exams or anything he has to get, or is it just strictly a maintenance thing at this point?
The only thing that I'm aware of is, you know, obviously going through treatment. Today and tomorrow, just like, you know, most of our players are, we had mandatory treatments this morning. You know, it's just part of our program, so everybody's has gone through that already. He'll probably do the same thing tomorrow.
Given the long evolution of a long NFL season, what can you take from the first Seahawks game, and will it have anything to do with what plays out this week?
Well, I mean, anytime you have an experience to draw from, you have to do that. So, you know, the opportunity to play in Seattle week one brought a lot of experience. I mean, you can go shoot a number of different things. The video will show you, obviously, some of the same matchups that will occur come Sunday. The opportunity to play in that stadium for the first time, particularly your young players. So, you know, they've been through that. The surface, you know, all those things are important.
Mike, your guys had played there in 2012, but certainly had guys that hadn't played there before. Does that, I don't want to say inoculate them, but at least how much value is there that they know what they're getting themselves into?
Well, there's value in the experience. I mean, experience comes from every opportunity, regardless of the result. So, and that's the way we go about it. So I think it's important to, every time you practice, you know, evaluate the same way. Every time you play a game, the evaluation, the correction, and growth is the same way, and that'll be no different this week.
How do you think your guys handled the noise the first time around? Jordy Nelson said he didn't feel like it was a problem for him.
I don't think they're, you know, I think in most areas, I thought they handled it very well. You know, going back to the first game, we had some boundary communication that was not very clean in the first half. You know, we burned three timeouts in the first half. You know, I think that's the first time it's ever happened in my time here. So, I mean, there's, you know, once again, there was plenty to learn from in that first experience.
So the noise was more disruptive sideline communications than even.
I wouldn't say it was the noise. No, I wouldn't say it was the noise. There were other factors. You know, I think we had 12 men on the field on the one play, and then we burned the two timeouts on offense, if my memory serves me right.
They kind of had the thunder and lightning of Marshawn Lynch and Percy Harvin back then. How does Harvin's departure change them?
Well, you know, Percy's a dynamic player. We've seen, you know, a lot of Percy Harvin over the years, but, you know, that's really not what we're focused on. I mean, we're focused on what's on the video. Just really focus on what they do offensively. So it's going to be, you know, a great matchup, and there's still a dynamic offense. You know, I think Russell's playing outstanding. You know, Marshawn's still running the ball like he always has. So, I mean, this will be a big challenge for our defense.
What stands out most about their defense on tape?
The defense is playing very well. You know, I think they – you know, it's a defense that's played at a very high level for quite some time. I think you can really see they're in sync. Not only, you know, the way they fly around and, you know, the talented players that they have, but you know, they're very much playing as a unit. You can see it in their, you know, in their rush patterns are very disciplined. You can see it in their drops and in their matches and coverage. So they're playing at a very high level.
Like, you know, for a guy like Devontae, it's about opportunity, obviously. Mm-hmm. He had it on Sunday. How do you prevent maybe what happened after the New England game where he wasn't involved? Can you get some more consistency out of him, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty kind of a broad question. You know, it's, if we want to go through every opportunity, I mean, Devontae took advantage of his opportunities, and really there's other factors that are involved in it. I mean, where he is on a particular play, we don't huddle up and line, certain guys up in certain places. So, it isn't as clean as you might think it is. So, I really like the way he played against Dallas, and I really like the way he's been practicing. I think he's continued to improve all year. He's had, some big games, and, we look for him to play very well against Seattle.
Mike, you've really tried to instill an even-keel-type approach on the whole team. How much does that help now when you go, the stakes are higher, the stadium is difficult, that sort of thing? How much will that help your team perform the way you want it to in that setting?
Well, that's our mode of operation. I think, come up here and start like flipping out and stuff like that. It doesn't help anybody. So, especially our football team. But we have a process. We're very confident in what we're doing. We believe in our program, how it prepares us. We talk about growing throughout the whole season. We made some changes in the bye week. We've continued to grow after that. I think the football we played in our last nine, our last nine opportunities puts us in position to win the NFC Championship.
Mike, what have you slipped out? Like, you didn't, even after the Fail Mary game, I believe you said you weren't in the mood for drama. What, do you remember a time, whether you were an assistant, that even keel seems to always be there. Has there ever been a time where you maybe didn't hold it together?
Hopefully not on camera. I don't know. I think we all learn. We all grow up, mature at different stages of your life, and learning how to deal with different situations comes with experience. So I'm sure there's experiences in my past I wish I could have back. But I think I've learned from.
Mike, what did you learn from the experience in Seattle offensively when you're, whether it was the game plan or the way the game came out and you didn't throw at Sherman? What do you think you learned from that?
The game plan, watching the game again this morning, there's some really good things that we did in that game. I think there's some pivotal plays early that you wish you had a different result, or the things that we could have controlled ourselves that we could have done better. As far as not throwing it, Richard Sherman, we have great respect for their defense, and they've earned that, and no different in Richard's individual case. But we're a no huddle offense, and my thought was, I told Jordy in the game plan, just line up on the left side. We thought Richard would come over there and play him on the left side. Okay, it didn't happen, and how the game sorted out and things like that. And the ball went where it went was just really how the game was played. There was never a don't throw right, in the game plan. So with that, I think we've played a lot differently since then. I think we've improved in a number of different areas. When the fourth down call was a big play in that game. If you look at it, I think it was 2010, and we were out there on the 40, and the fourth down sack, and then, and then the next play to sack safety. I think that's when the game got away from us. So you look at those things, and they make big plays. They made huge plays in the Carolina game. It's those are something that are very evident with their defense, and that's what you have to prepare for.
Kind of an obvious question here, but
that shocks me.
Back to that first game, obviously you didn't know. You knew something, but Adams wasn't a proven guy. Richard Rodgers wasn't a proven guy. Clearly, got to feel better about where you are now after 4 months of.
I think it's a great question.
Seriously,
Just watching the tape this morning, I think you watch Richard Rodgers playing Week One, and you watch him play against the Dallas Cowboys. You're looking at a different player, different than Devontae Adams. So. Our younger players have really improved since then. So I think we've improved as an offense. Our offensive line is playing at a high level. So, we scored a few points this year, and they're a great defense. We recognize that, but we like the challenge.
Mike, I know it's an individual case-by-case basis, but is there a time when you know that you have something in a rookie? You've got four that are contributing at very significant levels.
I think you definitely know early because, there's usually something that jumps out to you about a young player early in training camp, and it's usually held true and it has worked out. And I think of the young players that have come through here that, I think just, you go through it. Randall Cobb, I mean, he returns the kickoff against the Saints, from 8 yards deep, and he shouldn't even bring it out. So, there's been a bunch of that. Devontae, a double move he made in training camp. I think, you definitely take notice of that. Corey Lindsley, the first one-on-one pass blocking and padded practice. I remember that day. I mean, he stood out to me then. So, Richard Rogers, I think he jumped out at everybody in the OTAs. Just his ability to move and his athletic ability, and just, you could just see he was definitely raw, but there's just so much there to work with, and the thing I really like about Richard is, his disposition. He's been the same guy every day. I mean, his approach to his job is the same every day, and I think that will pay huge dividends over his career.
Two more, please.
Mike, Julie snaps are down the last three games. What do you think of his production?
Say it again.
Julius snaps are down the last three games. Okay. What do you think of the production?
I think Julius Peppers probably, made one of the biggest or the biggest play in the game for us, on the fumble. He had a sack fumble. So he's making impact plays. Julius has been a great addition to our football team, both in the locker room and on the field.
Mike, the way your defense has played over the last 6-8 weeks or so, as you said, 9 games, do you feel like you guys are better equipped to handle what Seattle does with Wilson and Lynch?
Yeah, we feel like we're better equipped to play well each and every week, and this is a big challenge. I mean, they're very unique in what they're able to do with Russell Wilson, and obviously having Marshawn and Kristen is an excellent combination there. So I mean, I think the receivers are really good players. Wilson, the tight end, has played very well for them. Their offensive line is definitely very well coached. I think if you look at Tom Cable's history and just the coordination of their schemes. So this is a big challenge for us.
And Mike, what do you like about putting all your rookies in that hotel by the airport during OTAs? I know there's a practical, they need somewhere to live when they're here. But talking to all those guys, they talked like that was this, I don't know if it's like going to camp or whatever it might be, but there was this actual bonding that went with those guys. What does a coach, was your philosophy on that, and what's the value there?
I think any time you can keep your football team together in a non-football environment, it's very beneficial, a lot more than you could even probably put a value on it. So, and that philosophy that not only carries over in the off season, it carries over in the way we travel, and just the way we do our scheduling.
Mike, with a noon game, it's as close to normal as you possibly get out there. Is the schedule from travel to practice, is it pretty much the same as it would be this week?
Well, our schedule will be exactly the same Monday through Thursday. We're going to make some adjustments on Friday. We're going to start a little earlier, and we're going to just adjust some things, and then we're actually going to fly to Seattle on Friday, and then we'll have our meeting Saturday morning, and we're looking at an indoor facility to do our Saturday work. So, and then we'll be out there and kind of be on a normal schedule Saturday night and get ready for the noon game.
Have you traveled the extra day early?
A lot of typing going on. Did you see that? Schedule. Unbelievable.
I thought you liked schedule questions.
I love schedules. Yeah. I think it was impact news. But
insight into your genius here. So.
Is that a question?
No, it's not. Just a compliment.
Thank you.
You haven't done that before, though, Mike. Have you gone 2 days early at that?
It's a good question. I don't think I have here. No, I've been part of the schedule, so these are things that we've been looking at for quite some time. It's our involvement in some of the new sports science themes and all those things. I think our training staff and Mark Lavotte, just the fact of we're trying to get better at everything we're doing. So this is something that We've had planned and been looking at in advance. To going to Tampa early was these are all part of trying to improve.
So, Mike, Tom's compliments aside, this is seriously. There's this is not just winging it, saying, hey, it's an early game. there's actual, you put your kind of science to work on this?
I didn't know we were playing at noon. Okay. I didn't. And Jason never tells me. I'm the last guy to know. I'm like, you know, everybody else usually finds out before I do. So I had no idea that we had the noon game. Frankly, I thought we'd be playing later, which you normally do when you're on the West Coast. So, yeah, this is more about the flight, you know, and all the components that, you know, you feel like you can gain, you know, being out there. So there's a number of different things. I really don't want to get into all of them.
Right, but it's just different. You've gone to the West Coast before. This is not the first time.
Yeah. Well, and part of it too is you learn from past experiences. You know, we were out there for the first game of the year. You know, and that was there's a lot of sitting around. You know, when you play at night. I mean, that's mid afternoon out there. But so we evaluate every schedule, every practice. You know, we're always looking to try to get better.
Okay.